guys, welcome back. I'm Lance Carter from Daily Actor. Sons of Anarchy is always a great ride, and this season is no exception. With some of the smaller characters getting their due this year, the show is giving us even more of a reason to love it. Winter Zoli, who plays Lila, and Kristen Renton, who plays Ima, are absolutely getting some great things to work on this season. I talked to both Winter and Kristen in a conference call about how they got their parts, the most difficult scenes they've done so far, and their characters' wardrobe. Or lack thereof. Hey, I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Seriously, I really do. Every little click does help. And now, here's Winter and Kristen.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, good. Good.
So, before the season starts, does Kurt give you guys any idea what's going to happen to your character, or do you basically find out as you get the scripts?
Yeah. We are in the dark until we get the scripts. I suppose you get hints of what's to come, sort of the general arc of the season. But, I mean, even that can change depending on, you know, what Kurt decides, which direction Kurt decides to take the story on any given moment. So it's definitely, you know, you get the script and you're just like, okay, what's happening this time? What's going to happen to Lila? It keeps you on your toes.
Yeah. He is very, Kurt does play his cards very close to his vest. He likes to keep it quiet until we actually put the script out there. It's amazing how much information can get leaked nowadays. It just takes one person and then it's a whole spoiler, right? So he keeps things pretty quiet.
And being on such a hot show, how has this affected your careers? Are you guys getting more auditions, or do you have, like, different projects in the works to do when you're on hiatus?
It has definitely affected. I mean, the show is a show that's highly respected in the industry. It's growing in popularity immensely. So it definitely, you garner a little more attention because of that. I would say, you know, yes, I've worked on a couple of things, you know, on hiatus, and I think it does help. I think they are definitely interested in using somebody who's working on such a popular and great show.
Yeah, ditto. I feel like there's a lot of respect for Sons and anybody that's part of it, and I do feel that it has opened several doors. It's still, we work very hard for every audition that we get and every job that we get. It's still it still takes a lot of determination.
Yeah, definitely.
But being on Sons sure as hell helps.
I love playing the bad girl. I think she's a lot more fun to play than a character like Tara, where she's nice and you're rooting for her. Everybody loves to hate Ima, so I think we're going to keep it on that path and see what other trouble she can get into.
Winter, what about your character? You're now a married lady, old lady, but can you give us any indication on where you're going to take Lila? I mean, she's had obviously a crisis.
Lila is basically dealing with this new relationship, this new married life, and sort of jumping into a relationship that went really fast. And I think both her and the Opie character are sort of like, you know, now what? Obviously she has this secret that she's been holding on to, which is the abortion she had last season. So that comes to a head in the season, and then it's just basically them dealing with, how they're dealing with their relationship at this point. They have a lot to sort out this season.
What do you guys like most about this season, both in the storyline and in your character in particular?
Ooh. You want to go first, Winter?
Sure. What I like a lot about this season is that it's dealing more on a personal level with all of the characters and delving into relationships and the history of the relationships in the past, of the club, and a lot of things come to a head. So it sort of reveals a lot of information this season about the characters in the club. About my character in particular, I like that things are coming to a head for her and Opie, and it's showing more of Lila's character in this season, and it's forcing the situations come up that force her and Opie to deal with the things in their life. So take it away, Kristen.
Fabulous. I agree with what Winter says. This season is a very relationship driven season, and being able to look back into the past of how the club started and where everybody came from and the different relationships and dynamics that come into play with the history of the club, where everybody is now. Even seeing a relationship between Gemma and Clay start to, I don't want to say deteriorate, but start to be really tested, and all the lying and deceit, I think is a very interesting, juicy, creative path that they're going down. For my character in particular, I just like that she just doesn't give up, man. She's coming back, and she won't take no for an answer. And she's, I think, gone a little over to the dark side. She's now carrying a gun, and she's gone a little batty, but she's determined. And you gotta appreciate a girl with determination.
It's funny, this show is all about tough people and people that are undeterred, and conflicts come and conflicts go, but nothing affects them quite as much as women, the Achilles heel of so many of these characters. And it's so interesting, the complexity that those relationships kind of spark up, especially when the two of you guys are involved. So I kind of wanted to find out how you do your part to help showcase that infallibility, the fallibility that those people have, and how to enhance that, because people tune into the show to watch motorcycle action, you know, superficially, but why they stay is a lot of what the stuff that you're involved with. And I kind of want to see how you guys help build those dynamics and make it even more explosive than the action sequences.
Do you want to go, Kristen?
Well, I was just going to say that you know, it's hard not to be as explosive as an action sequence when you're playing a no-nonsense porn star. I mean, the stuff that's written for both my character, and I don't want to speak on her behalf, but I feel the same for Winter's character, Lila, as well. I mean, we're given such juicy, amazing material by the writers and by Kurt that it would be hard to muck it up. And you know, when you're given something like that, the choices that you can make behind the character come so easily. I mean, there's so many different ways you could take it, so many different things that you could do, and we have amazing directors on this show that really help with the creative process. So, I mean, it's fairly easy to just take it and run with it and really make it something that the fans want to tune in, watch, and stick around and see. What do you think, Winter?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that was perfectly said. And to reiterate, yeah, it's like, you know, we're running around in our underwear. That's hard not to draw attention and not to draw interest, and let alone, you know, the storylines, which are so crazy, and they're crazy because we're in this different wild world of the bike gang, of the porn life. And so, yeah, it writes itself. It's such an interesting material to work with, and we have great writers, and that, you know, like Kristen said, give us great scenes to work with. So, yeah, it's pretty kind of easy to compete with the rest of the explosive action scenes.
Which there have been quite a few this year, and I'm enjoying them.
There have, yeah.
I think it's kind of great that a couple of porn actresses help ground a show on network television.
I have to agree with you. I concur.
Regarding both of your characters, what would you say? How are their personalities similar to your reality? Like, how are your characters? How are their personalities similar to you, and how are they different?
Well, I, you know, we're both actresses.
Well,
yeah. Acting out different kinds of movies, but that's a good one. I think it's important to somehow relate to your character. It brings it more to life. It makes it more realistic. So I've always tried from the beginning to make Lila real and relate her to myself much as I can. I mean, obviously there's big differences, but I'd say the similarities are that, you know, she's just a person, and she's a girl who's in love, trying to cope with life and, you know, problems and good times and bad times, and the differences are also pretty obvious. You know, she is a tough cookie porn star, and I'd say that's where our biggest differences lie.
I would concur with that.
Yeah.
For me and Ima, you know, her character is so far removed from my reality with what she not only does for a living, but the way she acts, the way she presents herself, the attitude that she has. But, you know, we've all known people that have come into our lives that are, whether it be negative or disruptive or just flat out bad people. And unfortunately, I've had quite a few of those in my life. And so I had a lot to draw on when I was introduced to Ima. And she's based off of bits and pieces of different people that have come into my life that I've had to kind of deal with, if you will. And you know, what doesn't kill you make you stronger. So I've found myself in a much better place having met these people. So for her, for Ima, she's a hodgepodge of things that I have seen and gone through, and people that I've met, and you know, the one thing that I think is the most relatable between me and Ima is that we're both very determined young women. We both, you know, will not accept no for an answer, and are very driven and determined and, you know, no nonsense. But there's absolutely, that's where the similarities end. I'm much nicer than Ima. I would never steal another woman's man. I give her a lot of credit for being strong enough to do the whole poor thing, and I think that any woman that is willing to take control of their life and do what they want to do to make their living, I have a lot of respect for women like that. I personally couldn't do it, but that doesn't mean that I look down upon it, and I don't. But yeah, they're both, Ima and Lila, I think, are very strong women, and I think that both Winter and I are similar in that way.
How do you feel you've grown as actresses since you started the show? Has being on the show influenced you personally at all? Have you adopted any of the wardrobes or become more in tune with the biker culture or gotten into tattoos or anything like that?
Wardrobe? What wardrobe?
Well, not your character's wardrobe.
I'll go first. Well, I feel like anytime you as an actor can be surrounded by other amazing actors, you can't do anything but grow. There's a phenomenal cast that we get to work with every time we go to work. And just to be in the presence of these people and watching them do their work, Katie Sagal, Ron Perlman, I mean, Kim Coates, all of them are just phenomenal, phenomenal actors. And, you know, I just sit and I'll watch them and you know, you just absorb, at least I do, just the wealth of knowledge that they share with you. And so I definitely feel, as an actor, I've grown since being on the show and different situations that my character Ima has found herself in. You know, sometimes it really makes you think, and you walk away going, holy crap, what did I just do? But it's given me strength and a lot of determination to continue in the business that I'm in. And you know, as I said earlier, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And this shooting the show and dealing with these situations and different people has definitely made me a stronger person. With regards to the bike culture, I've grown up around bikes, so
if anything, it's just reaffirmed how much I love them. I actually got my motorcycle license in February. It was something I'd always wanted to do, and now I kind of have an excuse. I'm still learning. I don't have a bike yet, but that's a goal of mine. Tattoos, yeah, I've got 14, so I had several of those before I started, and I think my newest one I got knowing that Kurt wouldn't be upset with me. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's probably the only show where you can get a tattoo, and it's no problem
at all.
Yep, I was like, let's do it. Yeah, I have to agree with what Kristen said. You know, just being on the set and watching Charlie work and watching Katie work and Ron and everybody is very inspiring, and you do learn a lot when you see their process and how they work with the directors and how they go about making the scene as realistic and real for them as possible. And I definitely feel like, you know, obviously I've grown, and just being able to play this kind of character, it makes you learn a lot about the world that they're from, and that influences you for sure. As far as, you know, the bike culture, I've never paid attention to it much, and I have to say I'm definitely more fond and intrigued by it. Mm-hmm. And every time I hear a bike, my heart beats a little faster. I'm definitely more in tune with, you know, what kind of bikes are out there. And I have no tattoos, and as Kristen knows, I've been planning on possibly getting one for about 3 years, and I can't make the decision to go ahead. I'm working on it. Maybe one day.
The show is such an emotional roller coaster, and yeah, you really have to get yourself worked up, I think, to play these characters. They're just so rich. And I just wondered, is it ever hard to kind of leave that on the set for the rest of your day, or does it kind of affect you? It's just the things that you've done or seen on the set.
If I may, I actually, it takes me about 20 minutes to leave Lila. And that's probably the process of, like, taking out the hair and the makeup. Sometimes the scenes do get, especially when they're highly emotional, that can linger with you for a while. But I always actually just feel so happy when I leave set, because I just feel so fortunate to be working on such a great show and with such great people, and so that's the only kind of feeling that's left afterwards. It's just a sense of joy that I get to, you know, go to set and do this job and have this opportunity, and I just feel so fortunate.
I completely agree. It's an interesting process when you have a character like Lila or Ima that so much goes into making her physically. The fake hair, the fake eyelashes, all the makeup, all the, you know, the little chicken cutlets we put in our bras to make our boobs look bigger, all of it. And so when you are done for the day and, you know, you go back to your trailer, it's almost like a cathartic taking all of that off. You're peeling off that character. And, you know, what you're left with is really a bare bones of who you are as a person. You're sitting there and everything's gone, and you're like, okay, and it's that actually helps to leave the character on set. I think Winter will agree that we're both so far removed. Our characters are so far removed from our reality of even just how we dress in day to day life that it does help for us to be able to take that off and leave that there. But I also agree with, you know, you leave set and I have a huge smile on my face because I just got to work with the coolest people on the coolest show in television.
If there was one thing from these characters that you've learned or that you're going to kind of take away with you, what would that be, if anything?
I think that, you know, I'm the girl that everybody loves to hate, but I feel like every person, you know, every person has a story, and I definitely don't judge people overtly the way that I don't think I was ever fully guilty of that, but you definitely, you look at somebody like Poynter and you're like, ugh, they must have gotten molested as a child, or they must have had a tough upbringing, you know, how could they do that for a living, how could they, you know, but everybody has a story and everybody has a reason to be there, and I think that that's one thing that, that my character has taught me is, you know, you don't know what that story is, you don't know what that, that history is, and how dare you judge until you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think working on the show definitely opened my eyes to this lifestyle of a porn actress, especially, you know, we do have some actual porn actresses who are extras on the show, and you get to know them after working with them for so many seasons, and mm-hmm. these girls are... they're just normal girls. You know, yes, they're doing something that is not perceived as, you know, something normal, or, you know, it's a very different kind of lifestyle and job to have. And, you know, I don't know them that well as to know their backgrounds, but to sit there and judge them would be completely unfair. I mean, these girls are completely normal, nice girls who are just, you know, living their life, and I'd say it's taught me, I would leave with a sense of, I would leave Lila knowing that I respect her survival so much, mm-hmm. the strength that she has, and what she did to take care of herself, and take care of her son, and, you know, it's like she makes it work, and I really admire that. I admire the strength of Lila and the courage.
Thanks, Winter and Kristen, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.